This is Albert Moeller with today's audio blog for albertmoeller.com. Is cap and trade for babies next? Just when you thought you'd seen everything, a pair of scientists at Oregon State University has published a study arguing that any effort to limit carbon emissions must consider the impact of reproductive choices on the ecological question. Paul A. Murtaugh and Michael G. Schlacks make their case in the article, quote, Reproduction and the Carbon Legacies of Individuals, end quote, published in the journal Global Environmental Change. They write, quote, While population growth is obviously a key component of projections of carbon emissions at a global level, there has been relatively little emphasis on the environmental consequences of the reproductive choices of an individual person, end quote. After all, there are not only the immediate effects caused by each offspring, but also the additional impacts if these offspring eventually produce further offspring. According to the study, a single female's decision to reproduce even a single child could have tremendous ecological effects. In order to make their case, the researchers traced a hypothetical single female's genetic contribution to future generations and projected the carbon legacy this contribution would entail. They posit that each child will add 9,441 metric tons of carbon dioxide to the carbon legacy of an average female. To their credit, the researchers have invested considerable thought into exactly how they might project this carbon legacy. They made their calculations with the understanding that children, both male and female, are likely to enter into reproductive pairs and to produce future generations. They assumed a reproductive rate of 1.85 children per woman by the year 2050. Taking all this into account, Murtaugh and Schlacks estimate that a woman in the United States who makes significant lifestyle adjustments in order to reduce her own carbon legacy, such as increasing her car's fuel economy, reducing miles driven, adopting energy-efficient technologies, recycling, etc., would save about 486 tons of carbon dioxide emissions over a lifetime. Yet, quote, if you were to have two children, this would eventually add nearly 40 times that amount, end quote, of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere. In other words, all her efforts to be environmentally conscious and careful would have been overwhelmed by her decision to have just two children. The researchers argue, quote, Clearly, an individual's reproductive choices can have a dramatic effect on the total carbon emissions ultimately attributable to his or her genetic lineage. Understanding the ways that an individual's daily activities influence emissions and explain the huge disparities in per capita emissions among countries is obviously essential. But ignoring the consequences of reproduction can lead to a serious underestimation of an individual's long-term impact on the global environment, end quote. In one sense, a scientific report like this could represent little more than a hypothetical answer to a conjectured question. Nevertheless, more is at stake here. These researchers make this point clear when early in their article they assert, quote, Our basic premise is that a person is responsible for the carbon emissions of his descendants, weighted by their relatedness to him, end quote. This is a quite remarkable assertion. While these two researchers have addressed their report to the scientific community, they openly acknowledge that their argument should be taken into consideration by those concerned with the policy challenge of climate change. As they argue, quote, Clearly, the potential savings from reduced reproduction are huge compared to the savings that can be achieved by changes in lifestyle, end quote. Warnings that human reproduction will lead to ecological disaster have been common since at least the 1960s. Generally, these arguments have been couched in considerations of limited natural resources and environmental sustainability. Now a new element is added to the mix, complete with a proposed model for quantifying a projected environmental impact. These two researchers advise that failing to take reproductive choices of individuals into account will effectively doom all other efforts to reduce the levels of carbon emissions. The logic of this argument is clear and chilling. The leap from scientific analysis to proposals for public policy is almost sure to come. How long will it be before prospective parents are warned that their decision to reproduce could be catastrophic for the environment? Should we now expect a cap-and-trade proposal for babies? Antinatalist philosophies have been around even longer than arguments over ecology and sustainability. Given our biblical responsibility for environmental stewardship, Christians should indeed be thoughtfully engaged with the entire nexus of questions related to carbon emissions, climate change, and respect for the earth. Nevertheless, when we begin to measure babies in terms of a carbon legacy and a projected threat to the environment, we abandon the biblical worldview. Human beings cannot be reduced to a carbon legacy, and the gift of children must never be seen as an assault upon the earth. I'm Albert Moeller.